This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
TikTok, you don't stop. Welcome back, everybody. The theme of our show today, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, is TikTok, because the clock is ticking on your life. Glad you are here. I'm so happy you're here. We can fellowship together. It's post-Thanksgiving. We're going into a second holiday season where we can finally be grateful for something. We are coming out of the most thankful period of our adult lives, where we don't have to face a leftist presidency, a Hillary Clinton presidency. We are putting an end to leftist terrorism. You got a lot to be thankful for. Even if you don't know it yet, even if you haven't found that ideal job, maybe you just got a job, maybe you're close to getting a job. You know what? I pray that you get exactly out of life what you need right now, because I believe God's hand is guiding. I don't believe it. I know he's guiding everything that's happening to us right now. We couldn't be in a better situation as Christian conservatives. And I don't need to say Christian in front of conservative, because I know we are, unless you happen to be Jewish and you're Judeo-Christian conservative. We are in the best time of our lives to change things for the better. TikTok, what are you going to do? You going to wait the clock out? You going to run it out? Or are you going to get in the game? Give me the ball. I want in the game. We all have better things to do. We all could be pursuing nothing but be laser focused on what it is we want out of life. But you know what we're doing right now? We stop and we say, it's not just about us. Because we're not selfish that way. We're saying, we know what this is about. I'm not doing this just for my kids. I'm doing it for your kids. That would be selfish. Oh, I'm just doing this for my kids. No, I'm doing it for everybody's children. What I do when I get up in the morning and face the scourge of leftism, the idiocy, the moronic views of leftists. I watched a man fight for freedom on a video during Thanksgiving while we all sat around eating turkey, enjoying each other's company one way or the other, hopefully tormenting leftists, having them eat crow, and you watch it and say, how's that taste? Well, whatever you were doing, I can guarantee you, you did not want to be that North Korean soldier fleeing to try to get to freedom on South Korea. What is it, the 57th parallel, 50, whatever it is. He crossed that DMZ zone, and he fought his way to freedom. I'm talking about life and limb, running. And with all the things that were going through, when I watched that video and I saw how those North Korean soldiers had closed on him so quickly when he got out of that vehicle and started shooting at him with 7.62 millimeter rounds, that any one of them could have killed him, and he didn't die. He collapsed on the South Korean side. They had to stop. I watched the video of the North Korean soldier have to go back, because if he'd gone any further, he would have been shot. He already violated international law by just crossing over a little bit. And I think about Otto Warmbier and what he must have endured, because a military man in North Korea had tuberculosis, hepatitis C, worms, and he was malnutritioned. That's how they treat the best of them. Can you imagine how they treat the worst? What happened to Otto Warmbier? We don't know. Barack Obama promised to bring him home. He didn't. Donald Trump brings home three black guys, and you know what they say? He's so full of himself. Look at what he's doing. He's bragging about what he did. The media should be more concerned about what Barack Obama didn't do, and they just witnessed a guy running across the border for his life. So you can only imagine what Warmbier went through. A kid who stole a flag or did something, you know, innocuous, and Barack Obama couldn't get him back. What do you think would have happened if Donald Trump had been negotiating on behalf of Otto Warmbier? What do you think would have happened? You want to think that kid who escaped from North Korea would have tried that in the time of Barack Obama? I don't think he would. I think that kid said, enough is enough. I've had it. This is the time to do it. Donald Trump's president. Let's go where the United States government sits in waiting for me. Oh, you think it's the South Koreans that were the reason that he was able to do that? No, he did it because of us. See, we export the spirit of the warrior. That's what America used to export, and that's what we're back to exporting, the spirit of the warrior. That's why you're here. You don't want to listen to somebody who wants to talk about, oh, you know, I can see the other side of this with the liberals and the leftists and the progressives and the Democrats. I see nothing that those fools do is worthy of our conversation. You know what we've had for far too long, folks? Too much of them. And I'm done. There's no balance here. Somebody sent me a note and it says something along the lines, Kevin, you know, I like your work, but I really want to see some balance and all this. And all that. I told him, you're in the wrong spot, brother. You're in the wrong spot for balance. How am I going to balance out somebody taking a knee to protest so-called black angst in America? Did you want to see oppression? You just witnessed oppression, or you heard me describe it when I told you about that North Korean soldier who was on God's wings, our angel's wings, when he ran across that border, because, man, that dude did not run like a guy who'd been shot. He ran like he was a fully full nutrition member of the North Korean sprint team. That's what he ran like. And then he ran for his life and collapsed where? On the other side, where he was in safety. Probably wounds that would have killed him otherwise, but he was running on adrenaline. And I believe God's got a purpose for him. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what his story means in the big picture. But I know what it means in the picture of Kevin Jackson's life. It means that I'm so happy to be have my DNA formed on terra firma in the United States, that I don't have to fight to escape some crazy regime. So what are we doing now? Why are we fighting now? Because I don't want to repeat that. I don't want to see any kid have to do that. Escaping America. Not my kids, not my grandkids, not yours, grandkids, great-grandkids, you name it. That's why we fight. I'd rather fight early and often than have to fight the big one. And because let me tell you, if we didn't do what we've done so far, we would have lost. Can you imagine where we would be sitting right now if we had another regime like Barack Obama, one of the most insane maniacs to ever have access to the button, to the football, is what they call it? They say Trump's a maniac. Barack Obama, he's far worse. He gave the football, he gave the codes to our enemies. Talk to me about it. Anyway, I'm going to talk more about this guy, not next segment, but I want to talk more about this North Korean. There's a bigger issue.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about TikTok. TikTok on the NFL. How long until they finally get it? When does Roger Goodell finally say enough is enough? I hear Jerry Jones is going to sue the NFL because he's saying, you know what? We've had bad leadership. Roger Goodell is the Barack Obama of the NFL. You've watched the NFL since Goodell's inception become more politically correct, become more wussified, watered down the game, cost owners money, ruined the game for many people like myself. I don't watch football. And he's gotten a fat paycheck, and on the surface, he looks good. Roger Goodell is a good-looking guy. Seems to represent the NFL well. Hits all the notes. Oh, we love our veterans. We love this. We love that. Roger Goodell is a hack who's made more money than the top NFL players, and the owners have paid him, and Jerry Jones has said, you know what? I don't see what we've gotten our money's worth. Why are we paying this guy all this money? Why are we going to re-up a contract that pays Roger Goodell, I'll get it out, $50 million to leave per year, and all of his medical. That's just one thing that got me. I need my medical pay for the rest of my life for me and my entire family. What's the dude thinking? There's going to be a plague? What kind of contract is that? Here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know a business that can pay somebody $50 million a year for the rest of their life and pay their medical costs for them and their family for the rest of their lives, and that business can absorb that. Now, see, when you talk about waste, I say that's waste. If Goodell, if they said, look, Roger, you did a good job, or his contract said, you know what, we're going to pay you $1 million a year for the rest of your life. That's a lot of money. I'll put it to you this way. How many Americans do you think would take $1 million a year for the rest of their lives and just insurance for themselves? You know, that would cover the family, but not insurance for every part of individual in my family for the rest of their lives. Like, in the event I divorce my wife, she still gets insurance. My kids, when they fall out from under my plan, they get their own insurance. I don't know what he negotiated, but why would you need that? And $1 million. I know people that would settle for $250,000 a year for the rest of their lives. They're called presidents. Those guys make $20,000 a month for the rest of their lives, $240,000 a year, if they need it. Now Congress is passing legislation against that, but you get what I'm saying. Why would you pay Roger Goodell $50 million a year? Where does that come from? Oh, Kevin, if the NFL makes a lot of money, then they're making too much money. I mean, I don't know what goods and services are being provided. Well, Kevin, you know, they have sponsors. Then the sponsors are charging us too much money, or we're too foolish. Because, let me tell you, whatever sponsors there are, Anheuser-Busch, Target, whatever things are running during the NFL, if you can pay a dude $50 million a year to do nothing, I want to know what the deal is. Because, see, the thing is if when Roger Goodell goes, they're going to have to put somebody in his place. Somebody competent. And if that competent person makes $20 million a year or whatever he makes, because Roger Goodell made more money than Tom Brady. The number one paid guy in the NFL, a player, Roger Goodell made more money. Hadn't won a Super Bowl. Anyway, during a Thanksgiving Day football game, somebody kneeled yet again. It was a member of the Giants. I did not watch it. I hope you did not either. I hope we can agree that that's not something we want to do. But he kneeled. And here's the thing about the kneelers. Even if one person kneels, it's going to impact the league. Because we're not stupid. The consumer of the sport is saying, we don't want any kneelers. There's not a person who's playing football who has a reason to kneel in the United States. If you wanted to kneel because you're a veteran and you're sleeping on the streets, I would support you. I'd say this flag is not representative of you. You've probably gone for help. If you're a veteran who's contemplating suicide because of PTSD and they won't get you help with the Veterans Administration, I'll support you kneeling. I'll kneel with you, brother, and we'll pray together. And then we'll go fight. And the first thing I'd do is I'd get with my brother and sister and around me, and we would find you a place to live or something that would let you know we care. But I will not kneel for a bunch of pansy behind black entitled players who want the world to believe that they're oppressed. I won't kneel for that. No, sir. No way, no how. So all I'm looking at here, people, is these ratings. NFL, worst is week 11 passes in the rearview mirror. League losing 1 million viewers over the numbers from 2016 as protests during the national anthem continue. One guy. You know who started all of this? You know his name. Colin Kaepernick. He started it. They said that it showed signs of slowing during week 9 and week 10, but the downward trend picked back up for week 11 with a loss of 6.3% compared to last week's loss of 5.7%. So week 10, they lost 5.7%, but they said it has slowed over the weeks 9 and 10. Now it's picked back up. It's at 6.3% down. They say the 6.3% dip reflects a viewership of 14.9 million viewers, which is down a million from the 15.9 million earned in week 11 last year. 15.9. Let me tell you something. When I was watching this show, it was the 80s, the decade of the 80s, and they talked about the final show of MASH. They talked about the final show of, Hill Street Blues, maybe? Anyway, the final show of Dallas. You remember the show Dallas? 76% share of the TV market. 76% share. That means of everybody watching TV, Dallas had a 76% of the viewing audience. That's crazy. TV ratings off nearly 20% for the season overall. Networks have reportedly lost up to $500 million in ad revenue. Sparse audience at stadiums. Can I give you a high five through the radio? Hand up. Pop. Congratulations, people. Keurig pulled their ads from Sean Hannity, and within a couple of days, they were apologizing. We're sorry. NFL, gonna stick to their guns, huh? They think we really love the sport. We can't get enough of the NFL. What are we gonna possibly do if we don't have the NFL? Let me tell you something. Don't you dare go on your cable TV station channels and start looking for things that capture your interest. I don't know how many of the show where they do the houses in Waco I've watched, but I love Joanna Gaines. She can do my house anytime. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern
Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We're listening to the clock tick, and I'm asking you, TikTok on your life. Marshawn Lynch went to Mexico, played a football game there, took a knee during an American national anthem, and stood for the Mexican national anthem, Thanksgiving Day. What are your thoughts? You happy about that? Marshawn Lynch is protesting being a black American while he's in Mexico, honoring the Mexican national anthem and disrespecting ours, disrespecting the very people who gave him that opportunity. What would this guy be doing without football? He'd be a dishwasher. He'd be a street thug. He wouldn't be washing dishes. He'd be a street thug. I don't know much about him, but I don't need to know much about him. He told me all about him when he took a knee in a foreign country. Embarrass the United States, embarrass himself, embarrass his team, embarrass his teammates, embarrass his coach, embarrass everybody. But you know what? I don't take it personally. Because I know there are people out there who are willing to die for freedom. They would trade for Marshawn Lynch. They would trade for a fraction of his life. You want to know where they are? The very place where he was in Mexico, there are people who looked at him and said, are you out of your mind? You're disrespecting the American flag, standing for hours, and we want out of here. I'll tell you what, black folks, if you're listening to the program and you're a leftist, you want out? There's a Mexican that wants in, I guarantee you. Where else do you think they want in? All of Africa wants in. You can't name a country that we don't have somebody from Africa living in the United States thankful to God that they're here and not there. You want to live in the Middle East? I joked with friends of mine over the holidays, some sassy women folk. I said, hey, we're going to banish you guys to the Middle East. You'll come back correct. Their husbands laughed, of course, joking. Wouldn't banish good conservative women, but you do get what I'm saying. There are places in this world you don't want to be. And there's a song, you never know what you got until it's gone. Well, let me tell you something. Marshawn Lynch, I'd love for you to live in Mexico without your football salary. Let's see how well you fare. I still think about that Korean soldier. Dramatic scene unfolded 4 p.m. on November the 13th. Tensions among three countries that soared, the United States, South Korea, Team One, the North Koreans. Kim Jong-un has his nuclear bombing underground facility fall in and kill a bunch of people. But he's still a threat, right? He still wants to threaten fat boy North Korean. Calls Donald Trump a crazy old man, that kind of thing.
So we got tensions high. DMZ, whatever the parallel is out there. And suddenly we have a situation where a North Korean soldier takes his vehicle, blows through the checkpoint, tries to drive across into South Korea, gets close enough and puts his faith in the good Lord that he probably can't even pray to. And God saw fit to deliver him into the hands of the South Koreans, and he survived. And I talked earlier in the broadcast about how he survived. 5 gunshots. He collapses on the South Korean side of the joint security area, the only place where the North and South Koreans directly face each other. 2 soldiers from the joint command then crawl to the man while others in the unit monitored what was happening. They see this playing out. And they understand what he's doing. They understand the gravity of this situation and these guys spring into action. He's being fired upon and he makes his... Man, I swear, you got to see this video. This dude is running for his life and he's running fast. I'm trying to think of a situation where I did something like, I don't want to call it superhuman, but like you did something like, how did I do that? And I can't recall. I know there's been at least 2 in my life where I was like, wow, how did I, you know, like that, like God intervened or your muscles moved fit faster than you even thought you could move, that kind of thing. Well, let me tell you, I watched the video of this guy and I dare Usain Bolt to for them to overlap Usain Bolt at the fastest point in his race. And you put it next to this little Korean dude. He was flying. It was like he was lifted on the winds of a hurricane. Man, it was something to see. So he ends up on the south side. And he's been shot 5 times. He's got intestinal worms. He's got tuberculosis. He's got hep C. And there were people that crawled to him, not knowing anything about him, and they rescued him, putting themselves in harm's way. For the record, think about this. If he had been able to just walk across the border between North Korea and South Korea as an illegal immigrant, he would have been bringing that with him. Now, we obviously show special dispensation to this guy because he's escaping for his life. He goes back, he's dead. And you saw what they were trying to do. You don't end up with 5 bullet holes because they want to just, you know, capture you. So he's in the hospital. He's got all these things wrong with him. And this is all because he wanted freedom. And I think back on these stupid football players. And I think to myself, I'd love to trade one of you. I'd love to trade Marshawn Lynch for this guy. I'd love to trade Colin Kaepernick or any of the other players that feel like they need to take a knee or raise a fist in defiance of America. Otto Warmbier, I bet he would have traded if he were alive. Frat boy prank landed him in North Korean prison, and he was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. He spent the better part of a year there. Barack Obama couldn't get him out. President Trump got him out only so he could die on American soil. Some people might say, what's the big deal? The symbolism of it is a big deal. One president left the man behind. Said he wouldn't, and he did. One president left 4 people to die in Benghazi. I defy any leftist to tell me what they think Donald Trump would have done if we had people consulate office, whatever, in Benghazi. And what Donald Trump would have done. They wouldn't have had to make a movie called 13 Hours, I can bet you that. So, some leftist tweeted something along the lines of, so what? North Korea is a crappy country. So is America. And I don't see a difference. And one of my friends tweeted, the fact that you can say that in America is the difference. Because you couldn't say it in North Korea and not end up in prison doing hard time. And I've already told you, how many people treat their military to where the dude's got hep C, he's got tuberculosis, worms in his belly, 3 different types of worms. Not just one, like he's got a fluke worm or a hookworm. He's got 3 different types of worms, and he's malnutritioned. And that's the best of them. You think that army is ready to go against us? I mean, come on. Think for yourselves for just a minute here. Leftists? I'm not talking to my conservatives. I'm talking to the lefties. 132-pound, underweight, malnourished guy. On the road to recovery, but he's still tormented by the nightmares of being shipped back to that cruel regime. Waking up to nightmares. Forget hep C and tuberculosis and the bugs that are crawling around inside of him. He doesn't want to go back. That's his biggest fear. Don't feed me. Don't give me water. Don't send me back. If I want to die, let me die here. I don't think he's going to die. Anyway, the border guards that are protecting this guy, do you even want to put a guess as to what's going to happen to these guys? They've been replaced. They fortified the section of the border where this guy escaped. Unbelievable. They dug a deeper trench. They put up trees or something to where you can't drive through it or barriers and what have you. Shoveling a deep trench, they said. Had soldiers standing guard over it. It's unbelievable. The ambassador to Korea, his name is Mark Knapper, said they showed these guys digging the trench, and they knew it was North Korean, what they call them, JSA guards. Failure is not tolerated. Public embarrassment on a global scale is what happened to North Korea. So what do you think is going to happen to all the guys who allowed this to happen? That guy that, even though the guy blasted through that, through that checkpoint, all the guards, everybody that let him get away, that fired a shot at him, these guys are dog food now. They're lucky if they get to go to prison. Not San Quentin, not Leavenworth. North Korean prisons, like Auschwitz. But there's not going to be a patent that's going to ride to the rescue and save him. And I want to, maybe Kaepernick could have saved him, huh?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Into identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Michael, I was reminded of this tweet from the Virginia. I mean, the president has a theme. He talks about tough on crime or weak on crime. Meanwhile, we should note his former campaign manager has been indicted on 12 counts along with his associate. The president doesn't seem that upset about those alleged crimes. But the president said this during the Virginia race. Ed Gillespie will turn the really bad Virginia economy numbers around. Okay, fine. And fast. Second time says, strong on crime, comma, he might even save our great statue's heritage. Seems like there's a lot of subtext there.
Yeah, except the text ain't so sub. I mean, the reality is that it's a pretext and a context for bigotry here. This is a president who rises every morning to excrete the moral, to excrete the feces of his moral depravity into a nation that he's turned into his psychic commode. Here's a guy who doesn't understand the difference between right and wrong fundamentally and who doesn't care. So for him, race trumps everything. And in this this case, sending these dog whistles out there, suggesting that the statues are part of our heritage, and it's a false argument. When people say these statues are part of our heritage, yes, but your heritage is bigotry. The Civil War was not fought in regard to race and slavery. It was fought for states' rights. The states' right to do what? Own slaves.
Right.
So this is a manipulation of history. Gore Vidal said, we live in the United States of amnesia. Donald Trump is one of the greatest amnesiacs alive, and yet he's able to join amnesia and nostalgia for a way of life that passed long ago that now the white supremacists are trying to revive, and Donald Trump is their greatest champion, and they get extra points. They give extra points to him because he doesn't quite explicitly say it. He just signifies. He's in the realm of inference, and in being in the realm of inference means you can have plausible deniability.
Right.
What do you mean? That's not what I was saying.
Well,
I didn't mean that at all.
Welcome back, everybody. Michael Eric Dyson. Woo! Dr. Michael Eric Dyson. This is a fool that teaches your kids in college. And I love how Chris Hayes, I think is his guy's name, he sets it up by saying his campaign manager was indicted. Yes, campaign manager was indicted. But who was his campaign manager before he was indicted? He was a co-conspirator with Podesta and Hillary Clinton. And he says, Ed Gillespie will turn a Virginia economy around, and he mentions the great statues heritage in a tweet that Donald Trump. And that's what sets off Michael Eric Dyson and MSNBC to go on this racist tirade of Donald Trump, all he cares about is race, blah, 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 blah. Michael Eric Dyson is an interesting guy in the sense that if you notice his style, He already has something to say at the beginning. And he screwed it up. He couldn't even get the line out. Donald Trump rises every morning to the feces. Donald Trump rises every morning to excrete the feces of his moral depravity into a nation that has turned into his psychic commode. So let me repeat it without going through it like that, because I can do it better than he can. But he says it. Donald Trump rises every morning to excrete the feces of his moral depravity into a nation that he's turned into his psychic commode. Now, this is a guy who they bring on TV to expound on commentary, and that's what he says. Donald Trump rises every morning to excrete the feces of his moral depravity into a nation that he's turned into his psychic commode. Commode. What the heck does that even mean? He says, for Donald Trump, race trumps everything. This is a race baiter. A guy who, that's all he talks about is race. He can't talk to you about issues. If you just said, look, Michael Eric Dyson, we're going to have a conversation, and the conversation will strictly be about the issues unrelated to race. Michael Eric Dyson could not say a word. See, that's the difference. I remember, I tell you guys this story quite often, but a radio guy says to me one time, Kevin, are you going to be able to, like, talk about things other than race during radio? Like, his actual comment was, if Obama is not reelected and Romney is elected, could you have a radio show? And I was like, really? I was like, dude, race issues are going to be around before I die, long after I'm dead, you'll still be talking about racism. Believe me, I'm going to do everything I can to stop that, but you're going to be talking about race and politics for a long time, unless somebody decides to back a guy like me with enough coin where I can put a dent in it, where I can go around the college and say, hey, when are you people going to wake up? Because let me tell you what's happening here. You will emasculate young white men for some amount of time, but essentially, you're empowering them. People don't understand what I mean when I say that comment. See, young black men, we were emasculated. We were made to feel small. And many of us became fearless warriors like myself, fighting for virtue. When you get white kids who finally say, I don't give a crap about what you think, and they've got parents, and even their parents are starting to learn, you're going to watch these guys roar back and say, that's enough. I'm done with this nonsense. See, that's the way I thought as a kid. I was like, man, you guys want to look at young blacks and criticize us? I'll show you. But there weren't enough of us.
because there was a system that stepped into play that said, you're stupid. You know, hey, blah, 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 you don't have any parents. Look at you. You know, we're going to send you to substandard schools. White kids have parents. White kids are not going to substandard schools. Eventually, they're going to wake up. The indoctrination system will have them for a little bit, but then the world's going to hit them in the face. The world doesn't hit young blacks in the face. They still are on welfare. Their lives haven't changed dramatically. They don't have even with little white kids, so what? Parents are very liberal and let them get away. Eventually, they're going to get an inheritance. They're going to get some property. They're going to get something that has meaning to them, and the switch is going to flip. Click, and they're going to be mad as heck. There's nothing for to flip a switch for a black kid. He doesn't have a support system that says, hey, they've been screwing you over all this time. So the only people who are there are there people like me out there going, well, as much as I don't really need any more cheerings, I'll adopt them and I'll explain to them how things are not working out the way they want. And I'll take on as many as I can. But they're not all going to switch over. But if I adopt these white kids, they'll switch over. They'll go, you know, hey, I don't know my real daddy, but my black daddy, Kevin, man, he told me so-and-so, and I don't feel that way anymore. You know, I'm no longer a snowflake. Would you call me a cupcake? They will fight back. Anyway, back to this fool, Michael Eric Dyson. He's a race pimp. And then he says, these statues are not part of our heritage. Well, they are part of our heritage, yes, but our heritage, it's a heritage of bigotry. Okay, Michael Eric Dyson, where does that bigotry originate? That bigotry where we fought, the Civil War was fought over states' rights. What was it fought over? It was fought because the Republican Party, the anti-slavery party, said, we're sick of these leftists trying to take credit for blacks as part of their economy and part of who they are, when in fact that would be like counting cattle. And so, aside from the very inhumane act of slavery, you also want to profit from it. And Michael Eric Dyson, oh, you're so stupid, Republican. Michael Eric Dyson and all of his ilk, they vote for the very oppressors that they claim that they fight against. The heritage that is part of the bigotry that he describes is his heritage. He's taken ownership. It's the same rationale that says, let me build a shrine for a thug named Michael Brown or a thug named Anthony Lamar Smith. Or let me put a statue up for Marion Barry, a crackhead mayor who accomplished nothing. That's the logic. The same logic that says Snoop Dogg should be more influential in the black community than Clarence Thomas. I could pick anybody. That's the rationale. And they want you to buy into it. He says that we're in a state of amnesia. And he quotes, I don't know, Carl Sagan, I don't know who he quoted, but what's funny when people quote other folks, it's like this gives validity to what I'm about to say. The state of amnesia, where, and he says Donald Trump wants to join amnesia to nostalgia. And he doesn't do it outright. Michael Eric Dyson says, no, he doesn't do it outright. He's too smart for that. Yeah, the dumbest president ever, right? That's who they say Trump is. Too smart for that. No, he does it in the, get this, the realm of inference. So Donald Trump just infers. When he talks about our glorious past, whether you like it or not, it is our past. He, to Michael Eric Dyson, that is a reference. He calls it a dog whistle. It is a dog whistle to the white slavery, the white supremacist mentality. These are the people teaching your kids. I want to keep that fresh in your brain. These people are crazy, folks, and if you allow this, if you continue to allow this, you're going to get the nation you don't want, and I'm going to do my best to stop.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.